Last week, I had a romantic night away with my wife, Sarah Benabel, for our 7-year anniversary. And it was just sort of staying away at this nice, like, resorty sort of place. And you have dinner, like, at the hotel. And it was like a nice digger station type job. And so we're sitting there and we're sort of like halfway through the meal. And then Sarah's a bit cold. So she's like, I'm just going to go back to the room to get my jacket. I was like, yeah, that's fine. And it was like you know, sort of walking distance. It was all like in the same structure. So she went back, and when she got there, she opened the door and there were some hotel workers like in the room.
Oh.
And she sort of startled them because I think they were like, well, like they knew we were at dinner because they're the staff there would have told them. So then they're like in the room doing something. And
that would have been the turndown service.
Turndown service for a fancy hotel.
What is that?
Fancy hotel.
When they put, so it's like you're out of your room and they know you're out of your room. So then that's when they sneak in and they unmake the bed. So they like make it nice to get into.
Put a little chocolate on
there. That's what? Called the turndown service.
Hang on. I thought that happens when they clean it like, you know, in the morning.
No, when they just make your room up, yeah. Well, you've never been to a hotel with a turndown?
You'd be going to gross hotels.
Oh, yuck.
What did you call it? A turndown?
It's called turndown. Sorry, yes, okay, everyone knows turndown.
Turndown for what? It's like, it's you know, for special occasions where it's like,
I've probably been to two, maybe three hotels in my life where they've done turndown.
But what, Sarah was like, oh. So she sort of saw them and she's like, oh, it must be something because they were setting something up on the bed. So she's sort of come back to the table and she was a bit excited. She said, oh, so obviously they know it's our anniversary. Yep. So they've sort of, she said, there's a bit of a treat in the room. I caught them. It was really awkward. They were setting. And I was like, oh my God, how cool. Like an anniversary cake or something like that. Because this was a ritzy, you know what I mean? So you'd think they'd give you something. And so we're just eating them. And she was saying, just don't fill up, all right, because there's a treat back in the room. So just like, and I was like, I was really enjoying the food. Like, it was nice. And she was like, let's just not, you don't need to eat all of that, okay? Because there's a treat coming. And I was sort of like, okay, but like, I really, you know, it's kind of expensive. I feel like I'm just like, you sure you're not going to eat yours? Because I'm sort of like still hungry over here. And then anyway, so they came around at the end. They said, oh, did you want some desserts? And she said, no. No, we don't need any dessert. We don't need any dessert. Put her hand up. And I was thinking, I would really like some dessert. But it is true that I've been promised a treat.
You're using the word treat? Yeah. So,
no, that's
like,
what she said, though. Yeah, but she said there is a treat in the room. Yeah. And it kind of takes you back to when you are four as well. Like, honestly, walking back to the room, I felt like a kid on Christmas. I was like, oh, my God, like, what's this surprise going to be? Like, I was so excited. I was like, ooh, what's it going to be? Like, you know, I was thinking maybe like a bottle of bubbles and maybe they put some like rose petals, you know, and like a creme brulee or a mousse, or I don't know.
Wow.
This is what I was thinking.
Wow.
Anyway, so we're like, here we go, and like open the door, and they just laid the bill on the mattress. It was just like so I came back with an empty stomach and an empty bank account. That was it. No treat. I was lied to. I didn't even get to finish the curry.
Get the man his mousse.
Ridiculous.